News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley, and you're listening to a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. Took a while last night, but the all clear has been sounded around the UW-Madison campus after a shooting incident. For a time, students were told to shelter in place. More on what happened from WSAU's Larry Lee.
The gunshots were fired at about 6:30 last night near 130 Langdon Street, not far from North Carroll Street, west of the Capitol. Authorities didn't say how many shots were fired, and there are no reports of injuries and deaths. The suspect was seen a short time later going west on the Lakeshore Path. UW-Madison police described the suspect as a black male wearing black clothing, including a black jacket, black shirt, black and white baseball cap, and a dark backpack. Dane County's 911 center told Madison Media the incident was an attempted armed robbery that failed. I'm Larry Lee, WSAU News.
We now know the name of the man who tried to elude police after kidnapping his three-week-old daughter. He died in a car chase that followed. He's 23-year-old Justin Eichelt from Lubbin, Wisconsin. He wasn't wearing a seatbelt. He was ejected and killed when his car struck another vehicle south of Merrill on Highway W. The baby girl was supposed to be turned over to Taylor County Social Services for medical treatment because she was born drug dependent. There was also an 18-year-old woman in the car. She survived the wreck. Things are slowly returning to normal back at the Navy Yard in Washington, D.C. More on that from Fox News Radio's Ainsley Earhart.
Employees at the Washington Navy Yard are returning to work. Safety protocols are in order as workers are permitted to enter through one gate and were greeted by armed personnel on the other side. One woman expressed concern about being allowed back on the site since she didn't have the proper identification.
I don't have a CAT card. I don't have ID, except I got my passport with me.
And while the base is open, the building where the 13 people lost their lives remains closed. The board that oversees the Capitol Police is also investigating reports that a tactical team trained for active shooter situations was ordered to stand down during that deadly attack. Ainsley Earhart, Fox News.
President Obama will attend a memorial service for the shooting victims on Sunday. We're learning more about the financial impact of the flooding near Boulder, Colorado. The preliminary price tag for property loss is about $2 billion. Here's the first candidates forum for the 69th State Assembly seat. It's been held in Marshfield. Two of the Republicans running identify closely with the Tea Party. Scott Kenneth Noble.
I think we probably know in the Tea Party why we're all here. Is the overreaches of the federal government.
And Bob Culp from Stratford, who said his business background gives him a lot of real-world experience.
We have 45 people working at our company. There's a lot of lives and mouths that depend on me. I guess if you were to describe me in any particular way, it'd be a sense of duty.
Tom Dolan is also in the running. He's a restaurateur from Granton. Alana Frederick Goodwin, a member of Marshfield's Common Council, is the most recently declared candidate. You can hear the audio from the full candidates forum on our website, WSAU.com. The battle over the liquor license for a now Wausau bar, a Wausau bar that's been closed, is continuing at the state Supreme Court. Oral arguments were made yesterday in front of the justices in the case of Noel versus the city of Wausau. Wausau leaders decided not to renew the liquor license for IC Willie's back in June of 2010. The question is, when there's a court challenge, does the process have to start over again? Or does the testimony and the decisions at lower levels in front of city council committees count? Several municipalities have written briefs supporting Wausau's argument. A decision from the justices is still several months away. Congratulations to the Wisconsin Teacher of the Year, who is a special ed teacher at Wausau West High School. Lynn Kohlhepp was honored yesterday, a surprise pep rally at the high school. State Superintendent Tony Evers was there, who says that Kohlhepp's work with students was what attracted the selection committee to pick her for Teacher of the Year honors.
It's what she does above and beyond and outside the classroom and connecting with families and connecting with the community to support her kids, I think, is what really stood out.
As part of being Teacher of the Year, the winner gets a $3,000 stipend and gets a role in helping state officials plan out education programs for all of Wisconsin. Now let's get a look at our Newsline 9 forecast. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Get ready for warm weather for today. Humid as well, with some thunderstorms developing by late afternoon. Maybe a couple of strong storms, a high of 81. Tonight, some showers, maybe a few thunderstorms, low down to 61. On Friday, a shower possible early in the morning, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy. It'll be breezy in the afternoon with a high of 68. Saturday, a few clouds in the morning, then turning sunny with a high of 62. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
And this morning, it suddenly feels like summer all over again. We have the hour-by-hour temperatures, six-day forecast, and real-time weather radar at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.